Hi there, how can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm just curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how it might help businesses? I'm eager to learn.
Hey Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Oh, hi, Mary. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here to chat about voice AI. But hey, everything's great on my end. Thanks for asking. How about you? And while we're at it, what would you like to know about our voice AI services?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha. Oh, yeah. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Oh, hi, Mary from Dasha. Haha, small world, right? I do know Dasha.ai is quite a name in voice AI circles. Vector Solutions sounds familiar too. So, are you curious about how Dasha.ai can help companies like Vector Solutions with voice AI? I'd love to share more.
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha.ai's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up, Mary. No worries about audio. These things happen. Lead generation and revenue growth, huh? Well, many businesses struggle with reaching prospects in a natural, engaging way without burning out their sales teams. Does your AI handle conversations that feel truly human? I'd love to hear how it tackles those challenges.
Tell me more about reaching prospects in a natural, engaging way without burning out your sales teams.
Ah, great question. So the magic of our AI is that it can have real human-like conversations. Think natural tone, understanding context, even handling objections smoothly. This means your sales team isn't stuck making endless cold calls. The AI warms up leads first, so your reps focus on closing deals. It's like having a tireless assistant who never loses energy or patience. Pretty neat, right? Would you like me to explain how easy it is to get started with this?
Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our AI and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Imagining that future is exciting. In 12 months, I'd picture your sales team closing more deals with less effort, thanks to AI handling the initial outreach and qualification. Revenue streams would be healthier, and your team could focus on building relationships instead of chasing cold leads. Plus, the AI would keep learning and improving, making every conversation smoother. Sounds like a win-win, right? What would be your top goal for using AI like this?
What do you mean by closing more deals with less effort, and why is that important to you?
Ah, good point. By closing more deals with less effort, I mean your sales reps spend less time on repetitive tasks like cold calling and more time on meaningful conversations that actually lead to sales. It's important because it boosts productivity, reduces burnout, and ultimately grows your revenue faster. Plus, happier reps mean better customer experiences. Does that sound like something your team could benefit from?
Tell me more about boosting product, reducing burnout, and growing your revenue faster.
Absolutely. Boosting productivity means your team can handle more qualified leads without extra stress. Our AI does the heavy lifting by engaging prospects early on. Reducing burnout is huge because sales can be exhausting. When AI takes over repetitive calls, your reps stay energized and motivated. And growing revenue faster? Well, with more quality conversations happening, you close deals quicker and scale your business efficiently. It's like giving your team superpowers. How does that fit with what you're aiming for?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Bringing it back to now, great idea. Many businesses I talk to mention challenges like limited sales team capacity, difficulty reaching decision makers, and inconsistent lead follow-up. Sometimes manual outreach just can't keep up with demand. Are any of those hitting close to home for you? Or maybe there's something else specific you're wrestling with?
What are all the ways limited sales team capacity, difficulty reaching decision makers, and inconsistent lead follow-up are affecting the business right now?
Ah, those challenges can really ripple through a business. Limited sales capacity means missed opportunities because your team can't reach or nurture every lead. Difficulty reaching decision makers slows down the sales cycle, sometimes stalling deals altogether. An inconsistent follow-up? That's where leads go cold and potential revenue slips away. Together, these issues can cause slower growth and frustration for everyone involved. Does that sound familiar in your experience?
Can you go a bit deeper on slower growth and frustration for everyone involved?
Absolutely. Lower growth often means your business isn't hitting its revenue targets because leads aren't converting as efficiently as they could. This can limit your ability to invest in new opportunities or scale operations. As for frustration, sales reps feel the pressure of chasing unresponsive leads and juggling too many tasks, which can hurt morale and increase turnover. Managers get stressed trying to meet goals with limited resources. It's a cycle that can hold a company back if not addressed. Does that resonate?